Dr. Julia Weiser leads the way with how NTT IndyCar Series drivers are treated at races. We catch up with her 1 year after stepping into her new role as medical director and what has transpired this season.
I feel like this whole season has been just one giant memorable best year ever. But if I had to pick something, honestly, working with my team has been one of the most rewarding experiences. We have probably the best medical team in all of motorsports. And working together with the safety team, that makes us a very awesome hybrid team of physicians, nurses, paramedics, EMT, firefighters, and constantly learning from each other, being there for our team members on track, off track, has been just incredible. And then adding the medical unit this year has been a game changer, because now we're able to actually provide care for the whole paddock. You know, garages open to garages closed, all day, all weekend, and that has been a phenomenal experience for all of us, because all we want to do is practice our skill. You know, we're very talented physicians and nurses, and we just want to be there for our team members. And it is so wonderful to see our team members coming and seeking help, and us being able to treat them and saving them a trip to the hospital, and then them coming back the following weekend just to let us know, like, hey, I'm actually doing really well, and the problem is resolved.
You actually answered my second question about the medical unit, and just really, how has it changed the way you practice medicine?
It has added consistency and a certain standard to care that we're able to deliver. So we use it in multiple ways. First of all, we use it as a place for our team members for the entirety of IndyCar and IndyNext to come and seek emergent care. Think of it almost like urgent care on wheels. So at any point in time, we will have two physicians, two nurses, and a nurse liaison in there. And we will usually open with the earliest garage hours, so either IndyCar or IndyNext, whoever opens, and then we will stay there until the latest. So whoever closes latest, we will stay there till then. And we designed it that way because we noticed that during the setup, during, you know, getting the cars ready, our team members were getting hurt, and then they either had to go to the hospital if the local facility wasn't open yet. So we wanted to be there for our team members in that way, and we're able to either diagnose minor injuries and even, you know, basic fractures, and then stabilize them and come up with a plan for the follow-up, or we're able to put sutures in if somebody cuts themselves. Or if you think about it, the way we travel, we're almost kind of like a circus on the road at all times. Sometimes people can't make it back home to see their primary care physician, so sometimes people will come in to get refills for their medications or be seen for minor illnesses. And there's a lot of them that we are able to treat and resolve. Or if not, we're able to get them very prompt follow-up, which is, you know, one of the roles of the healthcare liaison. So that's kind of our off-track cues of the medical unit. And then, of course, during when the cars are on track, you know, we mandate that any driver who gets involved in an incident and cannot drive away from damage to the car, you know, our mantra is enough force to damage the car, enough force to damage you. So we're going to expect everybody to come in, even if they're not immediately feeling any problems. So the feedback we receive from the drivers is that it's so nice to see the same faces, the same physicians and nurses that know them and that they know. And it's always the same space, so it kind of adds that level of comfort of knowing where you're going, knowing the people you're going to be talking to. And even if you're not injured, you know, it's still not a good time anytime you crash out. So at least we're able to be there for them in that way if we don't have to be there for medical reasons. We're able to bring all of our equipment. So for any time we have to do driver evaluations for clearances, we're able to use that space to use all of our tools in our toolbox that we normally do to get somebody back out to racing.
I know you take a lot of pride in mentoring medical students and especially engaging with those entering the fellowship into motorsports. So to you, what does it mean to cultivate the future doctors of motorsports, and even just what this medical unit will do for those maybe following in your footsteps?
You're absolutely right. I have a lot of passion about bringing up the next generation of the motorsports medicine physicians, and that obviously starts with college, medical school residents, and as you know, we have a fellowship program for the motorsports medicine. So that takes an emergency medicine physician and puts them through a year of training of just motorsports medicine to give them all the tools to go out there and be the best motorsports medicine physician they can be. And, you know, the medical unit serves several reasons. First of all, it just elevates the standard of what it is that we expect that motorsports medicine should be, what, you know, not only IndyCar and Indy's Next, but other series should be expecting. But also, it drew a lot of attention to our team because, you know, we received a lot of positive media attention. And obviously, I have received so many inquiries about the ways to get involved, the ways to get involved with various tracks, with different series, from all sorts of medical backgrounds, which is really, really neat because motorsports medicine is such a diverse and broad spectrum of medicine that most people don't realize that every specialty, every level of training can find their space within and blossom.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.